With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The way has been cleared for President-elect Trump to return to the White House without the threat of a prison term or a fine hanging over his head. New York Judge Juan Merchan sentencing Mr. Trump on his conviction on 34 counts of falsifying business records. As expected, no jail time, no fine, no probation. Basically, it simply cements Mr. Trump's status as a convicted felon. It's something the president-elect dismisses as a purely political stunt engineered by his Democrat opponents. It was a virtual sentencing this morning. Mr. Trump did not attend in person, but some of his supporters did outside the Manhattan courthouse.
President Trump is true to his heart. He has a good heart. He keeps it real. And I'm here to stand up for America, stand up for President Trump, because he deserves justice, because he speaks the truth. And just because they don't like that he believes in God and cares about we the people, they don't like him because he's not corrupt like them.
Mr. Trump calls the case a disgrace as he vows to appeal the guilty verdict. Also at SRNNews.com, at least 10,000 structures damaged or destroyed, at least 10 people killed. The terrible toll taken by the Los Angeles area wildfires. There are so many heartbreaking stories. This Altadena resident escaped with only the clothes on his back.
It's all gone. All gone. I mean, the kids were born here, raised them here. 20-some years, built this and it's completely gone. Not just me, it's my whole neighborhood is gone.
The latest blaze being investigated as a possible arson fire. American employers went on a hiring binge to close out 2024, adding a robust 256,000 jobs last month. On Wall Street, stocks deep in the red. The Dow is down 557 points. SRN News. A Georgia church pays a bunch of bills.
And those bills actually belong to other people. The congregation of Peavine Baptist Church in Rock Springs, Georgia, partnered with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt to pay the doctor's bills of thousands of state residents, nearly $6 million in all. Other churches across the country have teamed up with UMD to accomplish similar things. Medical debts are the leading cause of all personal bankruptcies in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The search for the next Archbishop of Canterbury has begun following the resignation of Dr. Justin Welby. The selection process starts with the Crown Nominations Commission. It will forward the name of its preferred candidate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will confirm that the individual is willing to serve before submitting the nominee's name to King Charles for approval. The whole process may take until the fall. The Archbishop is the symbolic head of the Anglican Communion. This is SRN News. A federal court on Thursday blocked President Joe Biden's proposed changes to Title IX, halting his administration's efforts to expand the definition of sex to include gender identity nationwide.
In a decision issued Thursday, U.S. District Judge Danny Reeves scrapped the entire 1,500-page regulation after deciding it was fatally tainted by legal shortcomings. The rule had already been halted in 26 states after a wave of legal challenges by Republican-led states. President-elect Donald Trump previously promised to end the rules, quote, on day one of his second term. The decision came in response to a lawsuit filed by Tennessee, Kentucky, Indiana, Ohio, Virginia, and West Virginia. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The NFL has moved the Rams' wild card playoff game against the Minnesota Vikings to Arizona because of the L.A. wildfires. The playoff game to be played Monday night at State Farm Stadium. That's in suburban Glendale. More details at SRNNews.com.